We're going to continue with the halachot of hadlakat nerot. It's brought down over here that a woman, she has a custom of lighting a certain amount of candles. So yesterday we spoke about how many candles would women light and for which reasons. And all of a sudden she wants to come and to change her minhag, so she wants to light less than the amount that she usually lights. So he says she's not allowed to do so. He says, nevertheless, when there's a necessity for her to change the minhag, so then she could do a tarat nedarim on the previous minhag, and she says that she has remorse, she feels bad, she regrets that she didn't say that she was doing a pli neder, and therefore what happens is that she does a tarat nedarim, and then she stops that previous minhag. Now, a woman that wants to start lighting a certain amount of candles for whatever reason it is, let's say she wanted to start doing like the Kabbalah, so she's going to start lighting 7 candles, or she's going to start lighting 10 candles, or whatever it is. So in such a case, she should always say that she's doing it bli neder, in order that if one day she does want to change back to the original minhag of the original 2, so then she could always do so without doing hatarat nedarim, because obviously we do not want to do hatarat nedarim for no reason. Nevertheless, says Alakha Brurai, he says over here, if a woman is going to do a Veofen Zmani, which means as a one-off, she's going to come and she's going to change her minhag. For example, she doesn't have enough candles today, or she doesn't have enough money to buy the candles, or she knows that she wouldn't be able to light enough candles by the Shekiah time, and she's going to suspect that, so in such a case, he says, and she wants to continue her regular minhag, then she does not have to do hatarat nedarim. Why? Because since it's only as if to say as a one-off that she's not doing her minhag and there's a reason for it, so therefore she could just do, let's say, the 2 candles, and then the next week, and she just continues with her regular minhag of lighting whatever amount of candles that she has. Or there's a lot of people that they have a minhag, that they only light the candles, let's say, for example, they'll light the 7 candles, or light 10 candles, or light whatever amount of candles, only if they're at home. However, though, if they're going to be out of the house, for example, they're going to a hotel, they're going to a friend's house, they're going to in-laws, they're going wherever it is, so then they will only light the 2 candles. So he says they have what to rely on, and even lecha techila, he says, right, especially that if she's always going to be out of her house, she could do so, she does not even have to do a tarat nedarim. Nevertheless, he says, if from the beginning she said that al bayt, that it doesn't matter what happens, she's always going to light, for example, 7 candles, even if she's going to be out of her house, now she does have to do hatarat nedarim. So here also there's such a concept that if she's going to be out of her house, she does not have to do the regular minhag. She could do, again, the exception to the rule that she could light 2 candles. Now he says, if the woman is not home, and now the husband is lighting instead of her, so he says, if the woman is going to light the candles where she is, so then it says here, so then the husband only has to light 2 candles. However, though, if the woman cannot light whatsoever, for example, she's sick or she just gave birth, so then the husband should light whatever the wife usually lights. So he says, and even if the woman is going to light candles where she is, it's still better that the husband should light in his place wherever, whatever amount, right, that she usually lights. So bli neder, later on in the halacha, we're going to speak about what happens if it's only the husband and the daughters, the older daughters at home, who should light, the husband or the daughters. However, though, for now, though, we're just talking about that it's the husband or the wife. So he says, let's say the wife is out of town. She usually lights 7 candles. So now, all of a sudden, the husband's at home and he has to light the candles. So therefore, it's better that he should also light the 7 candles, just like she usually lights the 7 candles. Now, a woman that still didn't get married, he says, right? A man that still didn't get married, right? Or, right, he still doesn't live in his father's house. So then, obviously, he only does 2 candles. Or also an alman or a garush, a person that's a widower or somebody that's divorced. So he says, the minhag is only to light 2 candles. However, the widower, it's better that he should light whatever his wife used to light. So for example, if his wife used to light 7 candles, it's better that he should also light the 7 candles, because again, he's doing it, it's like a lilui neshama, that he's doing it for her, so he should continue with that. But if not, that he only does, right, 2. Now he says a woman that gets divorced, or she gets widowed, it's proper for her to continue whatever she was doing when she was married. Okay, then it says, in a woman that comes, and she does a certain amount of candles, and now she wants to change from her parents' house. So it says over here, this is a very interesting one, the last halacha, it says like this. It says, a woman cannot force her husband to go above and beyond, which means, let's say he only used to light 2 candles in his parents' house, that was always his minhag. She wants to come and she wants to do 10 candles. Why? She likes it. It's a nice inyan. So he says, she cannot force him to do it. She has to actually do his will. Why? If the purpose of the candle says, tzitzeli ezer ishalom bayit, And now she's going to come and she's going to do the exact opposite by causing strife because she wants to light more candles. She's not allowed to. And therefore, only if the husband agrees, she's allowed to light the 10 candles. However, though, says the Tzitz Eliezer in his Posek in Halacha Brura, if she wants to pay for the extra candles herself from her own money, then she could do so, even though the husband, as if to say, doesn't really give her the permission, because then there's no problem, because now she's paying for it on her own accord, and then there's no problem whatsoever that she would continue with this minhag.